Hello, welcome to Time Warp Wife Ministries. I'm your host, Arlene Schacht.
And I'm your co-host, Michael Schacht.
And this is 5 Minute Marriage.
Comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
And our marriage prayer today is, you speak life. It's about trusting God that he can revive our marriage for those people who are struggling in their marriage, knowing that God has the power to save and to redeem us. And that's why I like that verse a lot, because it really talks about the Creator and that he is a creator of all things. I've been having trouble. This is a little off topic.
Okay.
I drive a Volkswagen Beetle, for anyone who doesn't know it out there. It's cute. It's red and it's a convertible little Beetle. It's adorable. Anyway, lately the door has been making this creak, and when I shut it, it doesn't shut sometime all the way. So I have to shut it again and again. I'm thinking of getting it fixed. And then I think about, now that we've moved an hour away from the big city, like, can I take it out here, or do I need to take it back to the manufacturer? Do I need to take it back to the VW Beetle place to get it fixed? Now, do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
Is that when something breaks, we take our car to a mechanic. And even more specifically, in a lot of cases, we take it back to the original maker of that thing. And so for people to think, I have a problem with my marriage, but I don't think that God is going to be able to solve this for me, that's where it's real folly, because he's the creator of all things. He is the one that created marriage. And so God is the one that we need to be taking our marriage to and saying, Lord, we have a problem here. You're the one that created marriage. You're the one that ordained this union between us. What is it that you want us to do, and how can we solve this problem, Lord? And to be able to release that, your burden into his hand, to be able to really trust God by, when we read our word and it says, you know, to be humble, to be patient and kind, or whatever it is that God is calling you to be, and you're thinking, hey, no, I've tried this and I don't think it's working, and you just want to argue with God, think again, because God is saying here, you know, trust me, I am the creator of all things. By him, all things were created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, including your marriage. And so we need to be able to take our marriage back to the creator and say, Lord, what can you do with this? Not what can I do with this or what I should do with this, but what should we do according to your will?
I think the point that we get ourselves to sometimes that is a good place to be, it's a difficult place to be, is when we realize I can't fix this on my own, just like your car. You just have to realize, well, I don't have the tools for this. I don't understand
this. I don't
know
what to do. It's just so stiff every time I try to open it. Like,
okay,
oh, no.
Stay with me here.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm just saying that a lot of times what happens is we come into trial in our lives, which really focuses the fact that we by our own strength, by our own power, cannot fix things, you know, and we need God to do that. And that's when a lot of people will finally throw their hands up and say, okay, I can't do this. I need you, Lord, to fix this. And then that's when we can really move forward and progress.
And it's a real beautiful thing when a person is able to do that before things get bad, when they're able to know.
Well, that's really
that's humility.
I think that's unusual. Usually it'll be at the beginning, you know, people will have to kind of hit a wall with something before they kind of they notice that it's something that they just can't deal with.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe that's
kind
maybe
of
that's just
like
me.
Going to God for your last resort, though, which he should always be our first, you know, bringing your marriage to prayer daily, whether your marriage is good or bad, not just waiting till, oh, my marriage is really suffering. Maybe I should be praying for it today. That's the kind of the point I'm making, that when you say, whether things are good or bad, I'm going to take this to the Creator and I'm going to say, you know, we always need that tune-up. We always need that kind of refreshment from the Lord.
Well, yeah, like we were saying in the, I think yesterday's podcast, we were talking a lot about there's different, we go through different stages in our lives as we, you know, we start off as infants and grow into mature believers. And so, yeah, when we talk about things like this, yeah, I'm talking more about like the infant stage, people who are just coming to know God. Then that's when they kind of hit a wall and realize for the first time, hey, I can't do everything myself, but God can. And that's where the faith really starts to kick in and people grow from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. Well, let's pray for our marriage and for other people who might be suffering and just... Mm-hmm. Think about that, you know, letting God really can take control over your life and putting it in his hands. Dear Heavenly Father, time and again, we've seen your power at work in the lives of believers. You created this world and the heavens beyond. You speak life into everything from the trees to the flowers, every creature, great and small, newborns who take their first breath, and every breath they take after that. The universe, along with each minute detail, is held in the palm of your hands. We, too, are held in those hands, blessed by the grace of an incomparable God. You revive and restore. You give hope when it seems all hope is gone. Renew any passion we've lost. Strengthen our vows. Increase our faith and our desire to love. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.